Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The royal baby thing. People are all over this. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to match the enthusiasm that I'm seeing online about Meghan and Harry's baby.
The thing that I am most fascinated with, like, people are, you know, they talk about, will it be a boy or girl? What will they name it? Blah, blah, blah. The thing I'm most fascinated with is her birthing experience versus the normal person's mm-hmm. birthing experience. As a woman, like, I had one of my kids basically in a hallway because I went into labor. I did. I had Emma, like, in a hallway because I went into labor on a Friday night in the summer. 10 of us walked into the hospital at the same time in labor. They lined us up in the hallway and they just put, like, a... you know, one of those little rolling, like, curtains in between us. The woman next to me had her baby in the hallway. They wheeled me in 2 seconds before I gave birth. And it was just, you know, not exactly what I would call a royal birthing experience. And then I read about Meghan Markle, and they've got a wing of the hospital dedicated to her. They've got a team mm-hmm. of doctors, a team of nurses, publicists, the queen, the this, the that. And I'm like, huh.
They have, like, people ready with all the information at the minute the baby comes out to be like, here you go. This is it. The pounds, the ounces, the inches, like, mm-hmm. and blankets, like, each person ready for, like, a specific thing.
Yeah.
Like, the clothing and the outfit and the report. Imagine. That would have been so nice.
They had that for you or for...
No, that's what they have for
them. Okay. Yeah.
They have, like, people for everything. And, like, for us, it's like, I'm...
When you're a royal, I guess, that's what you come to expect. I'm sure you have this in your mind as a parent-to-be, as a woman about to give birth to a baby. You have this idea what it's going to be like. You're a little nervous. You're a little apprehensive. Mm-hmm. Is it going to hurt? What's it going to be like? And I'm sure it's hard to... I'm sure it's nothing like that anyway.
No, it's not.
But for Meghan, it's got to be like, I don't know, I imagine like a Disney movie. She thinks this is good. We got a security perimeter around the whole place.
Totally.
You know, everything. What do you, basket of fruit ready to go for the instant you have the baby?
And... they have like the declaration ready, like on a scroll.
Guys,
like,
this
is what I mean. And then they do, whoop, the scroll comes out, and they have a whole like, who is notified first? Like, I guess the queen has to be notified mm-hmm. first, and then this person. There's a whole protocol of how it's all going to go down. And then I think of what...
I have a question. Who's going to be in the room with her? Do you think her mother will be allowed to be in the room with her, or do they have, like, the strict rules? Like, do you think... Did you have your... Who'd you have? Your
just,
spouses?
Just Tom.
Just spouses?
Just
do you want your mother in the...
No.
I'm curious.
No.
There's not a lot I can speak to on this subject, but I can speak to, I think, with authority that mm-hmm. my wife would not want her mother in the room.
No. And I love my mother dearly, but no, I don't want my mother. Only my husband was in the room,
same.
And that was enough. Yeah. And even then, I was sort of
above
like...
the shoulders.
Yeah,
I was like,
sort
stay
of like,
up
come
here.
Up here.
Stay up here. There's nothing to see down there.
Yeah,
up here.
And by the way, I'm happy to stay up here with you rather than the other view, by the way.
I know. So you know what? I think we should post something and have people tell us their unroyal birthing experiences, because most of the, us normal people don't have any kind of anything near the fantasy that we see either on TV or like Meghan Markle experience.
My biggest worry was how much time can I go until I can get the epidural? Like, what's my cut? Like, how long can I go before it's too late to get medicine to help with the pain?
Right.
Like, that's all I was worried about. Like, just get me there fast enough. Please, safely in the car, but get me there fast enough so I can get the medicine.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.